Now time for our Moore Hill Mounts Academy Coaches Inside Program, as we're talking now with the head football coach, Zach Fredrickson, brought to you by Amberwell Health and at Taco John's. The Ravens, 4 games in, 2-2, and coming off a loss last week to a very good Riverside team. Cyclones are now 3-1. That was a 21-14 final. Coach, great football game last week. I know your team didn't come out on the right side of it, but two good teams going at it last week.
Yeah, I mean, you hit it there. It was a good game. Went down to the wire. Physical football game. I mean, it was a good game. Like, everything about it was great. Both defenses were playing good football. And it was just fun to watch and fun to coach.
Well, we talked about the physicality that they were going to potentially bring, you know, prior to that and all the preparation, you know, watching it on film. Once you got on the field and kind of saw it up close and personal there, was it a surprise at all, or what? It was about what you expected with that Riverside team?
It was about what I expected. I knew, you know, they'd come in and they'd hit hard, they'd fire off the football, and, you know, you knew their running back is a big dude, right? So you knew he'd be a challenge to stop. He's a great football player. So, you know, we knew it was coming, and, you know, we prepped our guys. I think they played pretty well.
Well, let's talk about where we are. 4 weeks in, 4 weeks to go here in the regular season, and we'll dive into the district here momentarily. But, you know, going into this season, Ravens were still searching for their first win in nearly 2 years, and you broke that right out the gate in week one with a big win over Jefferson County North. Chargers have not lost a game since that week one game that you guys were able to pull out by 2 points. Tough one against Jackson Heights. You get a win against Maranatha Christian Academy, and then last week. So you've alternated win, loss, win, loss. Again, coming into the year, hadn't had a win in over about 2 years, but now you sit here at 2-2. How do you assess the first 4 weeks of the season?
You know, you have to be a little satisfied with it, right? You know, like you said, we were searching for a win. We'd been working, and we accomplished that, and we've showed that we can be a good football team at times. You know, JCN's a great program. We played them well. Riverside's a good football team, and we played them well. So, you know, I'm happy where we're at. We've showed some grit. We've showed that we can fight adversity, and we're almost there, right? I mean, I know everyone's going to say that, but we are getting there every week. We are getting better, and we're almost there. We're almost getting to the point where we're getting over our hiccups and we're getting over the mistakes and we're getting more disciplined. So, you know, I think there's a lot of football left, and I think you're going to see some good Moore Hill football.
Where have you seen the biggest improvement, whether it's maybe an individual player or maybe offense, defense specific, as far as from week one to where we are going into week five? What's the biggest strides you have seen in a certain spot of the team?
You know, I think our mentality or our mental toughness, right? So, you know, we had a tough one week two. You know, we ended up losing 55-0. And at certain points in that game, our guys broke, right? And 2 weeks later, we're playing a good football team. You know, we have 4 or 5 starters out in the second half on defense. And we show some grit and we show some toughness. And we start making plays, we start making stops. So I think, to me, that's where we've seen the biggest separation at there, especially our defense. I think our defense has been playing pretty good football outside of week two.
Moore Hill Mounts Academy football coach Zach Fredrickson joining us. A couple more minutes. Always appreciate the time. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Our Coach's Insight program's here, getting ready for week five tomorrow night. Well, let's dive into the district real quick. A big one, of course. You get right now who's the top team in Centralia. It'll be our feature game on 92-1, but we'll talk about it in a moment. But just the district as a whole, Riverside, Troy, Centralia, both getting off to 1-0 starts. You got D. West, Horton, and, of course, your team as well, still searching for that first district win, but plenty of more games to go. How would you assess the district overall just in terms of toughness and just the challenges you're going to see over the next few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I think our district's pretty tough. You know, you look at a big physical Riverside team. You have a very historically good Centralia who's just great coached, tough kids. Then you have a great coach Troy team, and you have an up-and-coming Horton team. And, you know, D. West is starting to make their strides, you know, scoring more points and, you know, getting their heads in there too. So I think, you know, our district's pretty tough. I think it's one of the better ones around. And, you know, I think we're going to see a lot of exciting football throughout our district and the teams that are playing.
Yeah, right now, 3 teams at 3-1. You guys sit there at 2-2. So one of the just, I believe, two 1A districts where all the teams have at least one win or more outside of the two districts, including the one that you guys are in. I think every other district has at least one or two teams that are sitting there at 0-4. So everybody's at least got a win, so it certainly looks tough in that regard. But let's talk about Centralia. Panthers, rich tradition. It's just a big-time name at that level. They continue to churn out great teams year in and year out. No different here. They sit here at 3-1. You know, their lone loss was to a team out of Missouri back in week two, a Mid-Buchanan team, again, a Missouri team that's won 18 games over the last 2 years. And it was a tough one for them. But obviously the Panthers, just rich tradition and one of the bigger names here in the state.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they are so well coached, and you can see it on film. They're disciplined. They know their techniques. They know their plays. That offense is just a monster in itself, right? Like, they run it so well. So, you know, we've been prepping on that. But, yeah, they're a great program. They've got the history. And, you know, it's our first time meeting them, so it's kind of exciting. We get to go to Centralia and play those guys.
Yeah, and it's always a great atmosphere there. And sure, it's not going to be no different, you know, tomorrow night for another big-time district contest. How challenging is it to prep for an offense like that, specifically what they run? I mean, is it challenging throughout the week with the scout team to put that together and run exactly what you're going to see?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a challenge. It's almost, you know, impossible to run it. You know, that takes time to make that offense look so good because there's a lot of moving parts and, you know, guys are spinning, guys are going opposite ways, and it's hard to imitate that in practice and the speed of it, right? Like, we can walk through it real slow, but how quick they run it is the challenge to prep for.
Well, let's talk finally, Coach, and we appreciate it. Final thing here, just some expectations and a few keys for this one tomorrow night.
You know, I think expectation is, you know, need our defense to play great, especially up front. We've got to hold the line. You know, I think keys are just being physical and being disciplined. When you play an offense like that, you can't get out of position. You can't, you know, run upfield, get washed. You got to play your 1-11. So I think that is our biggest key, having each guy do their job.
There it is. Morehill Mounts Academy football coach Zach Fredrickson again joining us here as Ravens take on Centralia tomorrow night. That is at Centralia. That'll be our feature game, actually, on 92.1 KMZA. Again, 6:45 roughly for pregame, 7 o'clock kick. But a big-time District 4 matchup in Class 1A. Coach, as always, appreciate the few minutes. Good luck tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Thank you.